everybody. This is Again With This, Beverly Hills 90210 edition. Today's deleted book scene is from Season 7, Episode 19, My Funny Valentine. Now here are your hosts, Tara Ariano and Sarah D. Bunting.
I must have missed something. What was the question? Tracy finds Kelly's ex-engagement ring, Season 7, Episode 19, My Funny Valentine. It's been a mere 3 days since Donna got held hostage on camera. So, according to basically everyone in her life, it's time for her to buck up and get back to her normal schedule. Among Donna's nearest and dearest, not understanding how trauma works, Claire, who tells Donna she can't stay in bed all day, then pesters her about her own Valentine's Day angst with Steve, and David, who shows up in a shirt so big it has a Starbucks in the breast pocket, toting an armload of gas station Valentine's swag and an attitude about how much work he has to do at the club. Normally we'd as if that assertion, and David should keep it to himself regardless. Don't put your girlfriend who could have died in the position of thanking you for reluctantly spending time with her, dickhead. But the big Valentine's act is Luther Vandross, so he probably does have a lot of prep to do. Not as far as the booking, though. It's Mel who scored Luther for the P-pad when Luther cracked a tooth on his last tour. Donna's still down, but Cliff the Cube Firefighter returns and makes it clear that he's still into her and doesn't necessarily view her current boyfriend as romantic competition. And why would he? Seriously. When David finds out Donna has rallied to go for a walk with Cliff, he's pissed that she didn't make that effort for him. Donna does get herself to the pee pad for the big show, but is put off by the way David is gazing at his protege, Chloe. Are they heading for breakup number 15? Steve and Claire aren't on the verge of a bust-up, for once, but Claire is typically unamused when Steve decides to experiment with the pot for the first time. A reminder, Steve is a senior in college and in a fraternity. In real life, this person would have a six-chamber hookah he also uses as a drying rack, but fine. Steve's friend Dick, Dan Gauthier, is such an after-school special pusher about Steve smoking a joint with him that you half expect him to reveal himself as a narc, but they get high without real incident, for now. Valerie's probably wishing she had some grass right about now. Having turned loose the great love of her youth and keeper of her pitch-dark secret about her father's death, Buffalo Tom, Kane Pecoy, Valerie now has to watch miserably as Kelly horns in on him, mostly to piss Valerie off. But Valerie needs Tom by her side again because her mother Abby, Michelle Phillips, who as an actor is a great singer, is in town for a surprise visit. She needs Valerie to sign some paperwork so Abby can second mortgage the house of horrors where everything with Valerie's father went down. Viewers need the mother-daughter confrontation that's been brewing for years now to happen already. It doesn't, yet, and the writers can't seem to commit on what they think really happened in Valerie Pear's last moments, or on what Abby knew, but at least Kelly shows Val some humanity for once and walks away from Tom when Val weeps that she needs him. Kind of like Kelly walked away from Brandon almost 2 seasons ago, but like an idiot, Brandon hung on to the engagement ring Kelly turned down, and now it's really a conflict diamond. After an episode's worth of badinage over what Tracy wants from Brandon on their first Valentine's Day as a couple, they're snuggling in bed when Brandon reveals that, teasing aside, he did get her something. He then notes that it's cold in the bedroom and tells her to grab a t-shirt from his dresser, which is where Tracy finds the ring box. It's painful to watch her misguided jubilation as, when Brandon returns to the room, she burbles that, "The answer's yes," and nearly unbearable when she realizes off his stricken face that the ring isn't for her. Brandon flashes back to proposing to Kelly, then stammers Tracy's name, then says nothing else as a piano is sad for Tracy for about 6 weeks. This is all the information Tracy needs, but Brandon not really loving her is apparently not enough to justify her walking away right then. And tags for this episode included Val's dead dad, famous guest stars, David Donna fight, Val Kelly fight, and Free Tracy. Mm-mm. And I don't think this one was ever going to make it into the book.
No.
because my notes are cut candidate and all over the place episode where most of the plots pay off in episode 20, which we're also covering. Unfortunately, episode 20 featured German priestly Heini von Batzefack, but again, of everything.
We had to do it. I mean, the only pain in the ass was that we had to like backfill the write-up for 20 with explaining like Tracy found the ring and now it's blah, 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 blah. But, you know, then it was, it was fine.
Well, I mean, the show did not have them have a conversation about this until they're basically fighting in front of the rest of the CETV staff, like a week later with cameras present. Like, okay.
Yep.
Sigh.